men, it's not about you. Nothing's about you. It's never about you. Because why would a man be there?
When I'm looking at a man, I'm England.
I'm Alara Thomas. This is Yap and Strap. How the fuck are you doing today? No, how are you doing today?
Oh.
I was asking you.
Oh, I'm good today. I am really tired. We did a workout this morning and I feel strong. This is the first workout that Alara and I have done together. Yes. And I get in there, right? And I'm like all excited working out with my buddy. I'm like, oh, we're just going to laugh. We're going to have a good time, but we're going to go hard. We're two former athletes. We're going hard in the paint. We get in there and Alara's just dead set focus.
I get locked in.
I'm like, hey buddy, who are you? They're like, I don't know you.
I'll vibe to a beat, I'll vibe to a music, but I like to go in. I like to feel like I'm accomplished something. To be fair, I could have had a little more fun. I also don't really work out with friends often, so I think like I'm not used to it. So I think that's why my la 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 was like not there.
There was, you know what I'm saying? There was a low, 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 not a la, la, la.
Well, I was also just surviving and not thriving, you know?
And you know what? Valid. So. Anyway, how are you today, bud?
Well, I kind of already said it. I'm already tired, too.
Oh, sorry. I blacked out.
You didn't listen to me? Wow.
I didn't know.
Typical man.
Yeah.
Doesn't listen to everything that I say. No, I'm also fairly tired, also from the workout. And I've had so much caffeine inputted into my system already at whatever
just today.
At whatever time this is. This is technically like my third caffeine beverageino. And none of it has made me feel super awake. So I'm hoping that this...
Save the best for last.
I'm hoping that this does something.
What's your yap?
For those who don't know, a yap is something that you want to get off your chest, you've had it with, you want to rant about. There's a dog here. And a strap is something you love, something you want to keep close to you, something that you want to be positive about. And so my yap of the day, I'm going to sound like my mom when I say this, there's not enough time in the day. And I hate myself for that because my mom 100% would like have little mentee bees, little mental breakdowns. And she's like, there's never enough time in the day. There's never enough time in the day. And then, of course, when you're young and you know everything in the world, I was like, you just need to compartmentalize what you're doing. And then all of your problems go away. Go away? Go away. Let me tell you right now.
They go away.
Let me tell you right now. That's not how they work because I'm living it.
Let me tell you right
now. So, mom.
That's not a fucking word.
Good away is now a word. I decree it. I don't know why.
You always do the Trump thing.
I don't know why. And I can't
it's
tell.
It's in my fucking nightmares.
I can't tell if it like actually sounds like it or if I am just truly making a fool of myself. Mom, you're right. I love you. There's never enough time in the day. And my strap of the day, something I want to keep close to me. Animals. You want to know why? My fiance and I do not have pets. We're not able to have pets because of the size of our house. We're here in LA visiting England and her lovely girlfriend. England has a dog and he's the goodest of boys, and her girlfriend has two cats. And so it just reminds me how much I love animals, and I can't wait to have animals of my own because I am a huge animal lover. That is my strap. Anyway, thank you. I can't stand you. What's your yap and what's your strap?
You can.
I can.
That keeps me young.
I know. You're like 10 years older than me.
Super fucked up.
No, she's 4 years older than me.
God damn it, you little munchkin, you.
I know. I'm a baby.
You are.
Youthful glow.
Okay. I think I did just move to an area where it's quite loud. So my yap is that it's pretty loud. And even though I look like I get out on the town, I do like to be in bed really early. So it's just loud. What is that? I'm getting used to it, though.
Okay. What's your strap?
My strap is that we did a double date night last night. Very cutesy, very vibey.
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck did I not mention that?
You suck. Very cutesy, very vibey. We watched this movie called Bombshell, and it just really had...
Oh, so good.
Had my like creative juices flowing, and then also I was like, power to the fucking women in this world.
If you haven't seen Bombshells, you should watch it. What I will say that pissed me off is like the woman kept being like, I'm not a feminist, but then
that was the point.
But also I have a hard time that people think feminism and like being a feminist is a negative thing. Like, she didn't want to, like, you're a woman, you empower other women, you think they deserve the same equal rights as men. That's exactly what she's doing, but she's like, but I'm not a feminist.
I hear you, but think about the fact that 10-15 years ago, especially working at Fox News, even if you were a feminist, you couldn't say I am a feminist because that was your career on the line.
Also,
you know,
why do you want to work at Fox News?
Well, today's today, yesterday who knows.
Gay so, sex
anyway.
Lesbian
Fox
sex.
News and gay sex, they do go hand in hand. Why do queers use strap-ons?
Because it's fun.
I love this question so much because it is asked so often, mainly by You guessed it. Men.
Yeah, it's the men of like, if you're going to use a strap on, why don't you want the real thing? I mean, first of all, it's more of the shape. It just happens to be phallic.
The shape?
Well, no. I love that. Because like dildos especially or strap-ons and stuff like that aren't always shaped like a penis with the tip or shaft and stuff like that. Hey, it's for purposes of the episode. They'll have the shape of it, but it's not like it's a dick. We're not like, we want this dick. It's more...
We don't want this dick. We want the strap. Can I add into this too? No, I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. And I knew what you were going for.
Also, the purpose of like, then it's like the size and the shape. Sometimes it's textured. Sometimes. So it's not the fact that it looks like a penis. It's, what do you want to say?
Okay. So I, like I've said, I really love this question. And I do actually really enjoy when men ask it because for one, I find it humorous. And two, there's so much that goes into using a strap-on. A dick, you get one option. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. With a strap-on, you can go in, you can pick a color, a size, a vibration,
a texture,
ribbed, curved, whatever. It can look any way you want it to. And you can have a million of them. If you're feeling like you want a small one one day and you want a bigger one the next day, hell yeah, you get that. At the same time, when men ask, why do you like that, but you don't want the real thing, or you just haven't had the right dick.
Oh, yeah, it's like,
I'm always like, that's not it, because it goes into the human wearing it. I have been with men and I do not like the real thing at all. But when a woman, sorry, I'm finishing this thought. When a woman,
well, you're lesbian, you always finish.
Hey, when we're with a woman, with a woman, when they're wearing a strap, it's the connection to the body that when I'm looking at a woman, I am so attracted to them. That is why it's feeling so good. When I'm looking at a man,
what I was first wanted to say and interrupt you about, because that's what I do, is
it's fucked up if you ask me.
I'm so sorry, ADHD. When I have an idea, I need to stop whatever this little I think it ties back to this thing of like masculinity is pride on their dick. They hold so much of their ego in their penis. So much superiority and so much ego and fragility on it of like, because I have a penis, this is what everybody wants. It's the end of the world. It's top notch. If you don't have it, it's not man enough or it's not as good. Why are you gonna have a fake one if you can have the real one? If you think about it this way, people who are pansexual, they usually say they love the person, not what's in their pants. So for a lesbian, they just happen to prefer people who identify as a woman. Maybe she's a trans woman, so male to female. She's still a woman, so a lesbian can still be attracted to her.
Yeah.
She might have not had bottom surgery.
Totally.
But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to like weird the person out. That could be preferential.
That's super, for sure. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're great. Rock on. Gay sex. I think we can get the fuck out now. See ya.
Last thing, I think because of how the vagina is structurally like constructed, I think it's not that strap-ons are made after penises. That's the shape that works with what's going on down there. And it just sometimes happens to maybe look like a male part. It's not about you. Nothing's about you. It's never about you. Because why would a man be there? Why would a man be there?
You know what would happen if a man just like lost his penis? Then they wouldn't feel powerful.
It came off like a lizard's tail.
Imagine if you did.
They get scared.
No, they make a woman feel bad and that's what happens. So many of you wouldn't have dicks.
And then it's like, would you still think, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
So many of you would really watch your mouths at that point.
Sometimes I feel so intellectual and sometimes I feel so unintellectual today. Hey, but it is interesting because actually, truthfully, hey. Because some people don't like penile penetration. Penile penetration. I hated it as much as you did, but that, I think, is correct.
If I had sex with a guy, I shit you not, it would be literally 3 pumps, and I'd say, please come. Because I'm sure it made y'all happy, because you only last 3 pumps anyway. Oh. But I literally was like, please just stop.
Oh, when I would... That reminds me. So... when I was first figuring out my sexuality, even when I realized I liked mainly women, I still actually slept with men because they were easier. And so I would get myself into the situation where I would be turned on. I would want to have sex with somebody. And so I would find a guy. And then as soon as I was in that situation where I was going to have sex with this guy, I would immediately be like, how the fuck do I get out of this? It like sounded good in my head. And then as soon as it happened, it was about to happen. I was looking, scoping for the nearest exit, ready to like fall out a window. And I would easily like resort to like, what's the quickest way I can finish you off? Hey,
oh, the insides everybody of my makes vagina mistakes. Just fucking wet
everybody
in.
Has those days.
Everybody gets that
what,
way.
What I'm talking about, everybody gets it. And so what, I'm not proud of it, which brings me into a whole nother topic that we don't have to get into, but it's like also at the same time, why did I think I had to finish this person off? I could have 100% been like, I'm actually not into this. I take back my consent. I'm leaving.
Totally.
I
didn't have to.
That's more so a realization that I'm upset at myself. I then was like, okay, what's the quickest way to get him off so I can get out of here? It could have just been, okay, get out of here. There's no, he needs to finish.
Yeah, it's also scary though too. You know, that goes into a whole other conversation, but which yeah, that's we can like, get
that's
into.
That's a different rabbit hole.
Moral of the strap-on, when you are... Mm-hmm. lesbian, gay, whatever, and you it's have a specific gender that you like, for instance, we like women, a strap-on has a connection to that body, and there's so many things to pick from.
An emotion.
I don't have a connection to men. Do I find men in the wild attractive? Yes, I think that
who's
some
a man
men
you
are,
find attractive?
Who is a man?
Who's a man?
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. There's
wait, why'd you ask though?
Just for funsies. Oh, okay. I wanted to see what your man attractiveness was. I think Theo James is an attractive man.
Ugh.
I don't know. It's Theo James or this something.
I'm not
something
gonna yuck Moonra. Your yum, but I'm yucking that yum.
Something. Don't yuck my yum. I liked him in Divergent when he was 4. Thank you so much. I do have a list of like men that I find attractive. Not like I want them to have sex with me, but just like can appreciate. You're a good looking dude.
I love mixed men.
You heard it here, folks. Miss England loves mixed men.
Miss England.
Miss England. I was going to call you by your first name and then I...
Gay rights and mixed men.
Yeah. That's... Gay rights and mixed men is going to be the title of this podcast, Alex.
No. My girlfriend always goes, babe, obviously, don't have to worry about you with girls, but when I see a mixed man come around the corner, I'm nervous.
I'm trying to think of like who's a man that I would hook up with. I don't know.
But then I imagine myself in those positions and I would be like super terrified. I'd have to be absolutely blackout. Like I want to remember bits and pieces the next day, but I also do not want to remember any position I was in.
Isn't there this thing where like apparently Michael B. Jordan is like bad in bed? Didn't one of his like ex-girlfriends came out and said he was horrible in bed or something like that? Or am I making shit up? Because I do that often.
I think you pulled that out of your ass.
I don't know. Someone's got to fact check it.
And you know what? He might go in your ass. Cut that.
Don't cut that. Keep it.
Oh,
you
shit.
You have to. The consequences of your actions. The thing is, I'm going through a list of men that I find attractive and like they're pretty. And I said like Theo James. I'm like, I don't know if I would ever like if he was there, would I want him to have would I want to have sex with him? I don't know. I don't think there is a man really that I would.
I get that. Wanna... You know what it is? I have those moments where I'm like, do I find him attractive or do I partially want to be him? For instance, Timothy Chalamet, I think he's a very attractive, dude. I find him to be like a mask lesbian. And so I think I want to be like buddies with him. You know?
I need to know. Okay.
Him and Kylie's relationship, is that not T to T of me and
she
my girlfriend?
Looks, I have to say. Oh, you and
is that not T to T? Like the way that they walk in together, I'm like, why is that my girlfriend and I?
I would have to look at it more. I don't know enough about the relationship.
I feel like a question that we get a lot and is a great thing to talk about. Mm-hmm. Your first time having sex with a woman can be super scary. So how can you be comfortable going into your first time? For myself, I was super young when I started dating my first girlfriend. I was 14 years old and I had done things, of course, but I hadn't, you know, fully had sex yet. And now it being a woman, the fear just skyrocketed. Also because I was like, oh my God, I have never felt this way with a man, but I feel this way with a woman. Holy shit. And so I think a thing that helped me when I was really scared and uncomfortable was telling them that. You know, I told the girl that I liked at the time, like, hey, I have not done this before. Can we go slow? Can we take our time? I want this with you, but I need to go at my pace because that's going to make me feel safer. And I think safety with anything that you're uncomfortable with is the way to calm your nerves. Sex is meant to be something that is obviously not only enjoyable, you know, you have that connection, that intimacy. I think if you allow that with another person, it will take away a little bit of that fear.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. And I was also just thinking of, like, why is it that sex with a woman for many people is scary? And it's because they don't teach it. Even now in 2025, the amount of lesbian intimacy scenes are few and far in between. Like, they're there, but still it's not like as common as like a heterosexual couple doing it. And so it's not modeled to you. So of course it's scary. Most people, when it comes to being intimate with a man, like we do, maybe finds it easier because also you kind of know what to do because it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Even in porn, having sex with a woman is so to the heteronormative eye, for the male gaze. And so it's not a true representation of what it actually is. That's why it's so scary, is because you don't know. You don't know what's happening. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't know what's going to be there. But compared to a man, it's like you probably know, unfortunately. The fucked up truth is you probably know. But I 100% agree of, like, if it's scary, you do. You take steps. You see what works. A big thing about sex is you have to communicate. Like, and it's a huge thing.
I think I think that's another very scary thing. So understandable to even say that you are nervous to the person that you may be having sex with, might be having sex with for the first time. That's a superpower to like get vulnerable on that side.
Yeah.
Before showing them another vulnerability. Sex is a vulnerable thing.
It's one of the most vulnerable things you can do.
And so even if like you're able to just say that, you should be proud of yourself, because that is fucking tough.
And if you're going to be with somebody who, when you communicate, like, you want to go slow, or you're like, I've never done this before, I don't know what to do. And if they're for some reason weird about it, or make you feel incompetent, or like make you feel bad for asking questions, door.
Run. Leave.
There's the door, bitch. You get
run
out.
For the hills.
Run for the hills.
You know what? Run for the hills and have them buy you food. I almost like,
run.
How can I get a meal?
And then go back and be like, buy me food now.
How can I get a meal out of this?
Why is that the thought process?
Because I like food.
But I definitely think, yeah.
That's it.
I definitely think, yeah. No, I think talk. A big thing is talk. See what works. See what doesn't work. Communicate your feelings. If you don't feel comfortable communicating your feelings, it's probably because you're not with the right person. Sorry. Only put yourself in a situation that you're comfortable with.
I agree. I do have something else to say with that. When my first time having sex with a girl, very fortunate in the sense that it was also her first time.
Oh, same.
So that,
yeah,
that is easier to confront them and discuss. But
you're learning together, which is makes it easier.
Yeah. And given we were both so easy.
Both sluts.
Yeah. It's just two hoes wandering the earth.
We were so easy.
We were so easy. Fuck. All right. Given we were both so new to it and scared, we did this thing where we played, I'm sure you all remember it, the nervous game to start.
Oh, I've never, what is that?
You've never played the nervous game?
No idea what it is.
Where you take your hand, it's pretty sexy too. You take your hand and you just move it up more and more. And then you ask, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And then you keep going, are you nervous? Are you nervous? And we'd be like, oh my God, like, yeah, a little bit nervous. And then we'd stop and we'd like kiss and we'd see how we felt. And then we'd keep playing. And it was just something that I think took the edge off. And we were, you know, having that little game, so to speak. So it made it like a little fun and goofy.
My first girlfriend and I think we just went slow mainly. She was more nervous than I was because...
You were like, let's get it on.
Well, also because I knew I was gay. I was... And come here when I say this, I was the first girl that she didn't know that she was strictly dickly until she met me. And so she didn't know that she liked women. So sex with women was never on the table for her. So it was definitely like,
you put it on the table.
I took it and I said, deal with it.
You said, get on the table.
I probably did say that. So for me, I was more like, if that makes sense, I was more mentally prepared for her. I think from her perspective, it was more daunting because she had never... never thought about being in that sort of situation because she always thought she liked men.
Totally.
So for me, it was fairly easier, but for her, it was still just like going slow and seeing, like, again, ask. This is just redundant, but asking what works, what doesn't good. Does that feel good? Does that not feel good? Do you want to stop? Do you want to keep going? Like that type of thing, I think is very important. A question that I also get a lot is if they're bi-curious and they've never had sex with a woman and they don't know if they like women, they don't want to, it's like they still want to try to have sex with a woman to see if that's what they like, but also at the same time, they're like, is that socially acceptable to do even if after the occurrence I don't like women? You know what I'm asking?
Yeah, of course.
I think yes. Again, same thing, as long as you tell them what's up. As long as you're like, I'm not 100% certain about this. I want to try something.
I actually disagree. I feel like if you are bi-curious and you do want to have sex with a woman, you want to go on a date with a woman, you want to whatever with a woman to figure out if you like women, I don't necessarily think you have to say that. Of course, unless you want to, but the whole point of it is you are going to date women if you're bi-curious. You are going to have sex with women if you're bi-curious. The only way to know if you like it is to do it. Sure. I mean, you don't see women going to men.
Yeah.
For instance, when I was with men, I didn't go to a man and be like, hey, I want to do this, this, and this to figure out if I'm straight. You shouldn't have to do it when you're straight and then have to do it as your career. I feel like that takes away the equality of it.
Well, because I know, and I completely see what you're coming from, and when you put it in that perspective, it makes a lot of sense. I think because when I've gotten the question, it's like, I don't want to lead somebody on. And I think, yes, maybe you don't have to tell them, but it's like, if this seems like a super emotionally involved person who potentially could get attached, or like if you, like reading the room, okay, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Of like,
yes.
Read the room. If it feels like it's a considerate thing to do, so they know you're not trying to lead them on, if it doesn't lead anywhere, that's when I'm like, maybe it should be communicated. But I understand what you're saying of like, don't make, it doesn't need to be normal.
I think that's more so rather than saying like, hey, I'm doing this to figure that. I think that's just being,
this is an experiment for me.
I think that's just being emotionally mature human being and saying, rather than I'm doing this to figure this isn't that out, it's like, I'm just dating and I'm not looking for anything serious right now. That's what that would be.
I think that makes sense.
You know?
Okay. Butt plugs and vagina.
Fuck me, man. I knew this was coming.
Butt plugs in vagina.
I knew this was coming.
What? How? Talk about it. Let's
talk
about it,
Hannah. You're a shithead. So the other night, my girlie and I, we're feeling each other, right? We're feeling it. And we're having a great time. The toys were out. I, like I've said, don't love the strap. It's a big guy. It's just not my forte. It's a big guy. It's a good size.
How's a big guy?
It's a good size. She's a nice size.
What's a big guy?
I don't know, man. It's a good size for her. She likes it. Okay. Jesus. I said way before.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I was just thinking of the, like, new girl thing. It's like, tell me when. Jesus.
Yeah, right? God, I love that.
Jesus. So that's why I kind of was, like, trying to just... No. My bad. I got in a bit show. And I couldn't get out of it. Okay, so you're saying it's about...
I thought you wanted to hear about the butt plug.
I always want to hear about the butt plug.
Okay, so I brought it out and I was like, butt plug. She's like, no, it's not going in my butt. And I said, okay. But then when things were happening, she's like, what if I put it in you? And you know, I gotta say, thing with a butt plug, this also does come in dildo form. It starts out skinny and then it gets thicker. And that feeling is like, it's a nice touch. Mm. So yes, I put a butt plug in my vagina, but it was not in any asses before. Like it was
clean.
She was cleaned.
Yeah.
And I like her. Her name is Funky Girl.
Take that back. Her name is not Funky Girl.
No, her name is Florence.
Funky Girl? You're in bed with your girlfriend and she's like, baby, do you want me to get Funky Girl out?
No, her name's Florence. You know what's amazing? Not that funny. No, I'm just kidding. It's funny. The other night, we're getting it on. Mid-go, she goes, because the things that I like are a little bit smaller. And she goes, hey, baby, do you want the little baby wiener? Mid-go. And I go,
not the British slang.
God, what damn you it, babe. Like,
yes, sir. Please, can I have some
I said,
more?
yes, and I'll take a side of rice. Why do things go?
Why would it be rice?
A side of bread. I don't know.
A side of rice. It would be like a cup of tea, a cup of whatever. I don't actually know British slang.
I said, yes,
too
well. Babe, and okay, I'll take a nice jar of lube.
A jar of lube?
I need to go be put down.
I need to be put in timeout.
No, just put me down.
I will say, there was somebody that I dated
a little
once.
Baby wiener.
I'm just going to stare into the abyss.
As you should.
You need to start using these. We use these Ray-Ban Meta glasses to try to get a perspective.
Hey, Meta. How you doing, girl? You want to get it? Do you want to have a good set?
What did it say?
Meta just goes, I'm doing well, but I'm not able to take on physical activity.
Well, at least it knows its limits.
It said no. That's...
Hey, boundaries.
I was rejected today.
That's okay. I was going to agree with your statement of, I dated someone once who told me that she had, it was like a dildo that was, I think, made for her. Like, made for her preferences.
That's amazing.
And so because she doesn't like something, same thing, super big within her. And I think that's a fairly common thing, sometimes can be a common thing with women, like not. Like,
that's incredible.
So it was small enough, but it was made specifically for her because that was the only kind of, because she doesn't like penetration at all.
This was a woman you had sex with?
I didn't have sex with her, but but I dated her and she told me about it.
You didn't have sex?
We didn't have sex. She was is it demisexual where you have to have an emotional tie to somebody?
So she didn't emotionally like you?
Well, no, I...
Can't win them all.
Like, she's not the type of person who would have sex with somebody on the first date or the third date. It would probably take like a week or something like that.
You couldn't wait a week?
Well, I was super busy and I don't think I was... I'm so sorry. I don't think I was super into her. And so I
was picking away the layers. Like, what actually was it?
You're like, you couldn't wait a week? No, I couldn't. I'm a slut. No, I wasn't really into her. And
okay, now the tea is coming out.
Ending it.
And now you have a wife.
And now I have a wife, fiance.
Yeah. Both. Yeah.
A wife, fiance.
I'm wife. I do have a question for you, though. When is the last time you had a dick inside you?
2 years ago.
Imagine you're like...
Yesterday.
A few hours. I got up really early before the workout really this morning.
I moved to New York August 20th, oh my after God, you the haven't pandemic. Down to the
month.
Well, because I knew because I was starting school. I want to finish up school. So it's 2025. This will be my third year this year. So if this is my third year this year, August 2022,
whatever. I actually don't know. When says months and like dates and stuff.
It's too much information for her little brain. That's okay.
Fuck you. Math doesn't work for me.
Math works for me greatly. This is going to be my third year because when I moved to New York, I still was sleeping with men. This is going to
be my third year of being clean off dick.
Yeah, being clean, being sober off of penis. This is my third year.
I've been sober.
Third year sober off of the dick.
I've been sober from dick for a few years now. I'm feeling pretty clean.
When I first moved to New York, I was in Westchester, so I wasn't living in the city, and so it still wasn't very queer friendly. So yeah. It was very like there was a lot of like the bars we went to. It was giving small town vibe. The bar we went to was all very heterosexual. There wasn't even a gay man in sight, and usually they're everywhere.
You'd look in the mirror.
Hey, cutie and patootie. Unfortunately, we had a little oopsie daisies with the sound, so for the rest of the podcast, it's going to sound a little strange, but we hope that you stick around and still enjoy it just as much as we did making it. Love you, bestie.
I moved because it was more so convenience, even though I knew I liked women. For some reason, I slept with men because... It filled a need. I didn't necessarily like super enjoy it.
No, it filled you for sure. Yeah, I get that. I'm trying to think how sober I've been. Off the drug of dick. It's not a drug. It's actually the worst.
You've been sober for off
the penis. How old am I? Old, don't say it. Probably 5 years.
5 years? Clean?
Yeah.
Cleanly sober?
I did do it after a toxic relationship that I had because I was trying to just fill a sad void.
And that's what I did too after my first girlfriend.
Yeah.
I slept with a decent amount of men.
After. Yeah, I slept with this one dude and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And we're gonna wipe our hands with that. He was extremely attractive, but just... kept playing music for me.
What do you mean? Like singing too?
Oh, we went all the time.
Ooh.
And we were just hooking up. Yeah, I was like, so I'm good.
What I will say, because I fully came into myself and became comfortable with my sexuality, like we talked on my first the first podcast, starting about 2 years ago when I started to move to New York and fully became myself, cut my hair, started dressing for me, started feeling like me. Till that, even though I knew I liked women, because I still actually wasn't, even though I came out but wasn't fully comfortable with my sexuality, it's for some reason subconsciously, it's like I had to wait. It's like I had to wait to be, even though I still had a girlfriend prior, it's like I had to wait until I fully found myself to really allow myself to be with women. So I've had a lot more experience sexually with men than I have women because I was personally scared to be with women because I wasn't sure if I knew what to do. Also for me, I liked having an emotional connection to me. It was more of like an intimate, romantic, beautiful thing where with men, it was kind of just like fill the need if it was necessary, but I thought it would fill a need and then I hated that it filled the need, or like I hated every aspect of it.
I can't say the same about the emotional need of connection to have sex with a woman.
I think, well, not always, but it depended on the woman. But
yeah, I was definitely just like,
you were listening. No, for me it was a lot easier for me to just sleep with men.
I did that too.
Yeah,
and then I cut ties.
Yeah. And then sobriety. Okay, this is a rapid fire round. We're going to basically ask 10 questions based off of the topic or the theme of the podcast that you just heard, as best as to our abilities. Do you smash it? Do you pass it? Yes or no? Okay.
Smash, pass.
Dildos.
Smash.
Butt plugs.
Smash.
Never tried them. Don't know. So, smash, pass. 50-50. Strap-ons.
Smash.
Rope. Like, rope play.
No, I got it. Yeah, yep. Smash.
I think smash. Vibrators.
Smashing.
Harnesses or boxer briefs for a strap-on?
Boxer briefs, smash.
I've never used them, I'd say.
I had never used them either, and I was always against. I said, that's crazy, how does it work? Incredible.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you put them in the hole? Incredible.
I thought the whole thing was like, maybe they're looser.
They're not.
Really?
Amazing. So comfy.
Okay. Right now, I'm saying harnesses just for the sole fact that I haven't used that, but I will use that.
Try them.
Lingerie.
Smash.
For yourself. Pass.
My girl does not want to say that.
Pass.
I come down. You and
there's
I
no don't. Lingerie that like unless it's like boxers and a bra, but even then, like I don't wear like a sexy boxer or a sexy bra.
I think you and I should come down the stairs in lingerie.
In lingerie. I actually personally I think Jordan well, I'm like, would my fiance like that? I don't know. I'd have to test it.
It would be a bit for sure.
Threesomes.
Smash.
Never had one. So smash pass. Never had a threesome. Only been
onesomed.
Onesomed. Onesomed.
I'm a smasher. Two-somed. On a threesome.
Okay, monogamy, smash or pass?
Smash.
Polyamory, smash or pass?
Pass.
I'm good on that.
Too much.
Hey, have sex. It doesn't need to be a scary thing. If you're doing it with the right person, it shouldn't feel scary. If it feels scary, that's okay. Communicate it. And if it still feels scary after you communicate it, you're not with the right person. Go at your flow. We love you. Stay safe.
Use a finger condom.
Or a dental dam, if you want to do that.
You know what? Get to that office. I do want to second that. Yes, queer sex. I would say allow yourself to just, you know, feel vulnerable, feel scared. It's okay. And ask your questions when you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, strap-ons, they're better than dick. Sorry.
Where can people find you?
Y'all can find me at call.me.england on TikTok and Instagram. What about you, buddy?
Adelaire Thomas on Instagram. It's also Adelaire Thomas on TikTok. If you have any questions and you want to hear us answer questions about this topic or about another topic, let us know in the comments down below. If you'd like to see something or if you didn't like what you saw, also let us know.
We're going to be starting a sip and tips episode where we literally just answer all y'all's questions.
We'll make a cocktail. It's only your questions that you have asked and we answer them to the best of our ability with the knowledge that
and we have a drink. We're going to get a little buzz together.
Woo! This has been the Apple Trap. Thank you so much. I'm Alaire Thomas. That's England. Thank you and good night.
Strap.